as they hear from us every Thursday night. Now we hear from those we applaud.
I'm a sonographer in the NHS, so I have to scan people using ultrasound to find out what's wrong with them. A lot of my patients are pregnant ladies.
As we continue to show our support every Thursday, now we hear from another one of those we applaud.
Before the coronavirus, the worst part of my day would normally be having to break bad news to ladies. Sometimes their babies have unfortunately passed away, or we found a big problem with the baby's development during their pregnancy. But since the coronavirus outbreak, the worst part of our jobs has been having to spend long hours of the day in PPE, yet still having to do the difficult parts of our jobs, such as breaking the bad news. Unfortunately, our ladies are having to attend their appointments without their partners and on their own, which makes situations even more heartbreaking and difficult, especially when we can't physically comfort them due to the social distancing. The question I get asked most since the outbreak is, how is my care changing because of the outbreak? People are very anxious about coming into the hospital, as we all are. We all worry about the coronavirus and its effect on all of us and whether we're going to get it. And I would say that, you know, we're as prepared as we can be here in the NHS, and we are still completely dedicated to looking after everybody, and we will do our very best to make this bad situation as good as it can be.
Britain is now recording the highest coronavirus death toll in Europe.
In my opinion, I think Britain has the highest death toll in Europe, possibly due to our densely populated areas, which makes the spread of this disease that is highly infectious more possible. We have an aging population, and also obesity is a problem here as well, which has been linked to the higher death rate. When we get back to normal, I think the NHS will both benefit and suffer from the COVID outbreak. I think we have adopted new ways of working, which might be more positive towards patient care. We may be able to do more telephone consultations and be more flexible than we were previously. On the downside, obviously, a lot of normal services have been put on hold, and we're also going to have to deal with accepting those back or the elective surgeries and things, and I think that will cause problems with things like waiting lists.
The NHS has beaten space travel and Concorde to top the list of the coolest things in the world ever.
When I heard that the NHS was listed the most cool, I felt super proud to be part of it. And also, I wasn't surprised, because what could be better than helping people every day and getting paid for it? Every time I hear people clapping, it just makes me feel so emotional. We're part of this one massive team, and having the support of the public behind us is just amazing.
Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, give Those We Applaud a 5-star review, and keep listening every Thursday for more incredible stories of key workers on the front line of COVID-19.